Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Big Interview Bite Size. I'm Graham Hunter, and in each episode, you'll hear an elite footballer tell a story that's guaranteed to brighten your day. All of them come from my podcast, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter, which you can find by searching on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rio Ferdinand once vented his absolute rage at Sir Alex and was fortunate not to be sold from Manchester United as a result. But he never doubted Furious Fergie's genius. Yet there was a flaw to that genius, exposed when he left Manchester United too open in the 2009 and 2011 Champions League final defeats to Barcelona. Rio Ferdinand found the latter defeat particularly embarrassing, and he tells us about it.
I think Sir Alex Ferguson, because of being at Hampden Park in 1960, watching Real Madrid 7-3, having been, I'm an Aberdeen supporter. I saw him win two trophies for us. Di Stefano is the coach of Real Madrid when we beat them in the Cup Winners' Cup final. The romance, the need for him, ego-wise, and ego's a good thing, to be considered one of the European greats, meant that he treated European football differently. And in my humble opinion, he went to Rome saying, we'll play them. We'll play them, we'll toe-to-toe them, we'll play front foot, we'll win and we'll make a show of winning. Whereas if he's got Fletch and Hargreaves, then I think you can understand that point of view. But his information, I don't know what you think, but I think there was a general perception that Thierry Henry won't play. It was true that Rafa Márquez was out, that Dani Alves was out, that Eric Abidal was out. They played together. They played 26 Champions League games that season. They were all missing. Savinho was at left-back, Puyol at right-back. Yaya Touré had played one game at centre-half before that. And I think there was a perception, not amongst you maybe, but amongst those who gathered the forward information about Barcelona, they're shot, we'll win this. And the gung-ho attitude, I think, doesn't help you win.
Yeah, I think that all of them elements you just mentioned there, I think probably played into the way that Sir Alex set our team up. The fact that he didn't have Fletcher, Owen, Hargreaves to choose from, who had that defensive nous and discipline. So he had players in there that weren't as kind of good, for a better word to say, that in that area of discipline and defensive nous of how to work across the pitch and to cover areas. So why make them defend? Why don't we just go and attack and do what they're best at? Which then left us open. I think one of our biggest mistakes as well was playing Rooney on the left and Cristiano down the middle, because I look back at the training games that PK had against Rooney. Rooney used to absolutely bully PK in training. And I would think in my own mind that would be mental scars. You line up and Rooney's playing against him in a game, it would be very difficult for PK to erase those scars so quickly. I think that was one big mistake. And I think Rooney was more suited to playing against someone like PK, and Cristiano was more suited to playing against someone like Puyol. And I think we probably got that wrong. But I do believe you're right in that the manager was, he played into playing the way he did because of the way that things panned out, their injuries, our suspensions and injuries as well. But I did question the manager on his tactics at this point. He asked me if I was happy with it, and I said, not really, boss, but I'll play it the way you want us to play. And that was it. And we were just too open. And I think, as I said to you, our best way of playing, our best, when people look at our era, I think the game against, away against Arsenal in the Champions League semi-final would be a great, in terms of transition, would be a great way to look at. The goal against Bolton at Old Trafford, when Cristiano Ronaldo sets up Rooney, it's all about transition and from deep areas, from low blocks or from a set piece even, but deep areas of the pitch where we're compact and we are solid, but we can have a spike edge where we can hurt teams on the break from any distance from goal. We can do that. And we really went against that, what made us great at the time in the biggest game of the season, where we're playing a high press game, which isn't our natural instinct to do. We're not well versed on it against a team who's playing at their best way of playing, which is passing the ball out from the back. So I just felt that we were just at a losing edge from the beginning, really, in that sense. If we score one of the two or three chances that we have in the first minutes, Sir Alex Ferguson's a genius. Again, he's a genius anyway, but he's even more of a genius. And I'm sure if we score that early, we go back to type. I feel we win the game. This is all hypothetical, but I feel then we get over the line. We win the game. But we just didn't give ourselves the chance. We didn't finish. We wasn't clinical enough. And then we get punished. And then the tactics that we had, the game is over at that time. I think Charlie Ferguson's right, because once they go in front, we then can't get the ball off them. We don't have any effect on the game at all. Them two games are the most embarrassing. They took the soul out of us, really, the way that they played. Saying that, the best club side ever, without a shadow of a doubt, they were phenomenal. And they just absolutely, and it goes back to my point I said earlier about Barcelona. We played in 2008 in the semi-final, had some great individuals. This team had even better individuals and an even better standpoint from a tactical perspective. So it made it even harder.
Why is it, how can it be then, that after qualifying for 2011 at Wembley, thrashing Schalke in the semi-final, that the coaching team, and I mean by that the people that bring forward information to Sir Alex, the style of football that Pep Guardiola has established is still more clear. You must have watched a lot, irrespective of not having played.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
I mean, in 2010, slightly similar mistakes are made in that Wembley final. There's a real similarity about, I feel, Sir Alex going out that day and saying, OK, we'll pay them back, we'll teach them a lesson, rather than how should we play them?
Yeah, and again, tactically, I didn't agree before the game as well. Like, it was weird. I remember sitting with Nemanja Vidic and just think we were talking about it, and like, if we press them, they'll pick us off, they'll outnumber us in midfield, Messi drops in, and it played out that way because me and Vida really didn't have to lay a glove on Messi the whole game, because he went and played in midfield for most of the game. He played away from us, and when he went away from us, the two wingers played really high and pinned our fullbacks back, and were running in behind me and me in between the fullback and the centre back to keep me and Vida back as well. So to go into midfield would make it difficult. And the way we set up tactically made us do stuff that was very much alien to all of us. We were being asked to do things in the game that never gets asked of us for the whole season beforehand. So that's why tactically I was always like, I don't, because Barcelona at their best are doing and being asked to do things during this game that they've been asked all season. They're playing the exact way that they've played all season. They've not changed at all. And yes, great teams have to be adaptable, but adaptable doing plan A and plan B that you've worked on for a consistent amount of period of time. Not where you just, oh, this game, we're going to change this game for the Champions League final, and then all of a sudden you've got to be great, and because you're going to have to be great on this day against a great team, potentially the best team ever, you've got to be great at a new tactic, at new jobs, making split decisions in these new jobs on the money each time because you're playing against the best. It was big ass, man. It was just a big ass. And I just think I'd love to have seen in both finals the real Man United play against the real Barcelona teams and see how we get on them. We could have played 4-5-1. When we win the ball, as always, it becomes a 4-3-3 because we were that quick with the ball and in our transition. But it allowed us to be compact then. And yeah, we might get pinned back a fair bit, but with the knowledge that we know we've got players on the counter-attack that can hurt them. And that was always my belief in our team, that the way we played, that 9 times out of 10 we'd go out and play teams and we'd pass them off the park in the Premier League, in the Champions League, etc. And then we'd play against some of the big teams who were great possession-wise, and we'd sacrifice possession sometimes and they'd have more percentage of the ball, but we were more clinical and we were more productive in terms of chances created and in converting those chances. So to give ourselves the best chance, play the way we know best, that's the way that I thought. And it was just the way that we played, just it allowed for so many more gaps, big spaces, and again, throughout the game, it leaves you just questioning yourself throughout the game, like how am I going to get near to Sanso, whereas if we played the way we knew, there aren't them questions then. I know where I'm meant to be, I know where he's meant to be, you know, he knows where he's meant to be, and then we're just all playing to the system that we know, and we actually got us to this point of being a feared team. But we were undone, we were absolutely annihilated on the night. And I remember standing on the pitch after with Giggsy and Scholesy, and you're watching them get their trophy and just saying to each other, that's the most embarrassed I've ever been on a football pitch. It's just an embarrassment. And you're thinking, how many millions of people have watched that? And yes, they're a great team. And by the way, the worst summer I ever had, that was, probably. But we won the league.